Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something really fascinating that's happening in Sarasota right now. International buyers are coming back to the market in a big way. And David, you've been tracking this pretty closely. So what's actually driving this return? Like, what changed?
Yeah, great question. So we're seeing this perfect storm of factors converging right now. On the global side, you've got currency fluctuations that are making Florida real estate more attractive to foreign investors. The dollar's been strong, but there's also this stabilization happening in international markets that's giving people more confidence to invest. And then locally, Sarasota's just got so much going for it. The lifestyle, the weather, the growing infrastructure. It's this combination that's really bringing people back.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're saying it's not just one thing. It's like this convergence of everything lining up at once. That's actually really interesting. So when you say international buyers are coming back, are we talking about the same markets as before? Or is this a totally different group of people?
That's a smart question. We're seeing some returning players, Canadians, Europeans, but we're also getting new interest from Latin America and the Middle East. What's different this time is the sophistication of these buyers. They're not just looking for a vacation home anymore. They're viewing Sarasota as a legitimate investment opportunity, a place to park wealth, and sometimes even as a potential relocation destination. They're doing their homework.
That's huge. So they're treating it more strategically than they used to. I'm curious, how is this actually impacting property values? Like, are we seeing prices tick up because of this demand?
Absolutely. We're seeing upward pressure on values, especially in certain segments. Waterfront properties, luxury condos, and homes in established neighborhoods like Casey Key and Siesta Key are seeing the most activity. International buyers tend to have higher purchasing power, so they're competing for premium properties and driving values up. But here's what's interesting. It's creating this tiered market effect where mid-market properties aren't seeing the same lift.
No kidding. So it's really concentrated at the top end. That makes sense, though. If you've got international money coming in, they're probably not looking at starter homes. What does this mean for local buyers who are trying to get into the market? Are they getting priced out?
That's the real question everyone's asking, and it's complicated. In the luxury segment, yeah, local buyers are competing with deep-pocketed international investors, which is tough. But the good news is that there's still plenty of opportunity in the broader market. And honestly, when international investment comes in and property values rise, it creates wealth for existing homeowners and can actually stimulate the whole local economy. It's not zero sum.
Right? So there's this ripple effect that actually benefits more people than you might think at first. That's a really good point. So, looking ahead to 2026, what are you expecting? Do you think this trend keeps accelerating, or is there a plateau coming?
I think we're going to see sustained interest, but maybe not explosive growth. The fundamentals are solid. Sarasota's got good schools, a thriving arts scene, excellent healthcare, and it's becoming more cosmopolitan. Those things don't change. What could shift is if global economic conditions tighten, or if there's a major currency movement. But right now, I'm optimistic that 2026 is going to be another strong year for international activity here.
I love that perspective. So it sounds like the key for people is just understanding what's happening, staying informed, and maybe thinking about how they fit into this market, whether they're a seller, a buyer, or an investor. David, this has been super helpful. Really appreciate you breaking this down for us.
Thanks for having me. It's an exciting time in Sarasota real estate, and I think people should be paying attention to these trends. Whether you're local or international, there's real opportunity here.
That's a perfect note to end on. Folks, if you want to learn more about what's happening in the Sarasota market, David's the guy to talk to. Thanks again for listening to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. We'll catch you next time.